Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued our series we're calling Joyride. We're working our way through the New Testament letter from Paul to the church at Philippi. And it's known reason we're calling the series Joyride. That letter is really known as the outstanding New Testament letter of joy. The Apostle Paul talks a lot about the joy he has in their relationship, but also encouraging them to rejoice in the Lord, to have joy in the Lord always. And 16 times throughout the letter, he comes back to that sort of concept. And this Sunday, we were looking at really just at Delaware at the first six verses and kind of going verse by verse. And there's so many good things in here. But I want to read this morning just from verse six. Paul, in the first few verses, talks about how he thanks the Lord for their partnership in the gospel. And then he says in verse six, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." I am sure of this. This is chapter 1, verse 6. I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Now, some commentators would say, you know, Paul's referring to the kind of work that God's doing at the church at Philippi, and the work in their kind of their partnership with the Apostle Paul, and that God's going to bring that to completion. And I think that's possible, you know, that they're referring to some of that. I think probably more likely it's the work of salvation that God has begun in the Philippian believers' lives. That's the way I lean with it. And that Paul is saying, I'm sure of this, that he who began that good work in you, the work of salvation, of saving you. And when we talk about salvation, we've talked about this a number of times, somewhat recently, that, you know, you've got justification, that we're justified, that Jesus has paid our debt at the cross. That's done. That we're being sanctified. We're being sanctified. That's a process of becoming more like Jesus our whole life long. And then one day we will be glorified, that we will be like Christ, that work will be complete in us. There'll be no more striving. We will stand in Jesus gloriously complete. And Paul says, someday that's going to happen. Your sanctification will be complete. One day when Jesus Christ returns and he makes all things new, you and I will be made new fully. Resurrected bodies and standing in Christ gloriously complete. And so I told our folks on Sunday, and I'll say it now, just that promise of future glory, I think should really bring us present hope. That the promise of future glory should really bring us present hope. Knowing that that's what's ahead, that one day Jesus is going to return and he's going to make all things new. And one day we will stand in him and we will be complete, and the striving will be over. There'll be no more failings, no more, man, I can't believe I did that again, no more. That knowing that's what's ahead, I think should really motivate us to keep going now. When you see that the finish line is there, you don't stop the race, you keep going. You speed up even. It gives you motivation to keep going, knowing and seeing that hope on the horizon. I think should help us to keep running the race well today, fighting the good fight of faith. And so I encouraged our folks on Sunday, I'd encourage you, whoever's listening right now, just keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep fighting against sin in your life, killing it by the power of the Spirit, so that the good things, the fruit of the Spirit, can grow in your life. Keep fighting that pride and learning how to walk in humility. Keep fighting, right, against the temptation, the temptations that come against us. Pray and walk hand in hand with Jesus and say, Lord, I want to grow in holiness. I want to pursue you, Christ. Keep loving those people in your life that sometimes are hard to love, because, you know, and that's how God loves me. He loved me at my worst, and so I'll love others at their worst. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep opening up the Word. Keep walking in relationship with the Lord and with others. Keep being on your knees in prayer. And don't give up. Keep walking with the Lord, knowing that even in the difficult times, even in the valleys, that Jesus, your shepherd, is going to, he's going to walk you through and lead you through those moments and those seasons. And know that up ahead, right, Paul says, I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, he will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. God will finish what he started. And in light of that, I would encourage us, keep going. Don't give up. Keep going. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray today. Father, we thank you that you who began this work in us, this work of saving us and shaping us into the image of your Son, Jesus. God, thank you that you will bring that to completion. One day we will stand in you gloriously complete. We thank you for that, Lord. Help us now to keep going, to keep fighting sin, to keep pursuing holiness, and to keep working together for the advance of the kingdom of God. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to think and to pray.